Daniel chapter 9. In the first year of Darius, the son of Ahasuerus, or Xerxes, of Median descent, who was made king over the realm of the Chaldeans, in the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, understood from the scriptures in the word of the Lord revealed to Jeremiah the prophet that the number of the years for the fulfillment of the devastation of Jerusalem was 70 years. So I turned my face to the Lord God to seek by prayer and appeals with fasting, sackcloth, and ashes. I prayed to the Lord my God and made confession, saying, O Lord, the great and awesome God who keeps covenant and loyal love with those who love him and keep his commandments. We have sinned and done wrong and acted wickedly and have rebelled even at turning aside from your precepts and laws. We have not listened to your servants, the prophets, who spoke in your name to our kings, our princes, and our forefathers, and to all the people of the land. O Lord, righteousness belongs to you, but to us a shamed face, even to this day. To the people of Judah, the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and to all Israel, those near and those far away, through all the countries where you have driven them, because of their unfaithfulness against you. O Lord, to us belong a shamed face, to our kings, our princes, and our forefathers, because we have sinned against you. To the Lord our God belong mercy and forgiveness, for we have rebelled against him. We have not obeyed the voice of the Lord our God, to walk in his laws that he set before us by his servants the prophets. All Israel has transgressed your law and turned aside, not obeying your voice. Therefore the curse and solemn imprecations have been poured out on us that were written in the law of Moses, the servant of God, for we have sinned against you. He has carried out his word which he spoke against us and against our rulers who ruled us, by bringing upon us a great calamity that has been done to Jerusalem, which has never happened under the whole heaven. Just as it is written in the law of Moses, all this calamity has come upon us. Yet we have not sought the favor of the Lord our God by turning from our iniquities and prudently implementing your truth. Therefore the Lord kept watch over this calamity and brought it upon us. For the Lord our God is righteous in all his works that he does, but we have not obeyed his voice. Now, O Lord our God, who has brought your people forth out of the land of Egypt with a mighty hand, and has made a reputation for yourself even to this day, we have sinned, we have done wickedly. O Lord, according to all your righteousness, let your anger and your wrath, I pray, be turned away from your city Jerusalem, your holy mountain, because of our sins, and for the iniquities of our forefathers. Jerusalem and your people have become a disgrace to all those around us. Now therefore, O our God, listen to the prayer and requests of your servant, and cause your face to shine with favor upon your sanctuary that is desolate for your sake. O my God, bend your ear and hear, open your eyes and gaze on our desolations, and the city which is called by your name. For we do not present our requests before you based on our own righteousness, but because of your great mercy. O Lord, hear. O Lord, forgive. O Lord, listen and act. Do not delay for your own sake. O my God, because your city and your people are called by your name. I continued speaking and praying and confessing my sin and the sin of my people Israel, and presenting my request before the Lord, my God, for the holy mountain of my God. While I was speaking in prayer, the person Gabriel, whom I had seen in the vision at the beginning, flew quickly to me about the time of the evening sacrifice. He instructed me and talked with me, saying, Daniel, I now come to teach you understanding. At the beginning of your prayer requests, the commandment went forth, and I have come to tell you, for you are greatly loved. Therefore, consider the matter and understand the vision. 70 weeks are decreed upon your people and upon your holy city to finish their transgression, and to put an end to sins, and to atone for iniquity, and to bring in everlasting righteousness, to seal up vision and prophecy, and to anoint the most holy place. Know therefore and understand that from the going forth of the commandment to restore and to rebuild Jerusalem to the anointed one, the prince, there will be 7 weeks and 62 weeks. It will be rebuilt with streets and moat, but in troubled times. After 62 weeks, the anointed one will be cut off and will have nothing. Then the people of the prince that will come will destroy the city and the sanctuary. Its end will be with a flood, and even to the end there will be war. The devastation has been decreed. Then he will make a firm covenant with many for 1 week. In the midst of the week he will cause the sacrifice and the offering to cease, and on the wing of abominations will come one who makes devastation, until the decreed end will be poured out on the one making the devastation. Daniel chapter 9.